I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Friday, baby, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and oh, man, is it going to be fun tonight. Look, there are some days where you're thinking to yourself, man, I don't know if I can talk for 3 hours. And then there are some days where, wow, The riches of subject matter are so overwhelming, I need 10 hours. Nevertheless, I've only been given 3, and so here's what's on tap for tonight. 1, yes, I'm going to address the Donald Trump, whatever you want to call it. Apparently, all of his fans, maybe that's you, are quite upset with him. And I'm going to, look, I'll go over some things and give you all my thoughts on it. The Trump's fans are upset with him. That's bad for Trump. We have asked Dr. Jesse questions on everything from history to wars to the diesel shortage to potatoes. We have somebody who wants me to pick out a restaurant menu item for him, and I'm going to walk you through as the menu whisperer. Remember, I'm the greatest menu orderer in the world. What, Chris? I'm going to walk you through all of that. Yes, I'm back in the studio, so my precious soundboard is here. It is going to be the greatest Friday ever. Before I get to any of that, I feel obligated to do 2 things. 1, got this email. Hey, Jesse, I hope your absence today on the Marine Corps birthday was due to an emergency visit to get the crayons pumped out. If you need help in the future, simply call the 82nd Airborne. We can handle any emergency. Separate by, my brother. Let me just say yesterday was the Marine Corps birthday. And a very happy birthday, a day late, to all my devil dogs out there. Semper Fi, my brothers. I wanted to knock that out first. And I'm about to get to the Trump DeSantis stuff here in a second. And we're going to get to, I'm going to talk a little bit about Kathy Hochul, New York. What does it mean? What is the future of that? And I want to bring this up because I got a bunch of Ask Dr. Jesse questions for that. But before we do anything, Trump, DeSantis, New York, Ask Dr. Jesse, menu whisper stuff, before we do any of that, I wanted to read this because I won't say this is a consistent theme, but I've had a lot of these over the past couple days. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, how can your advice be not to be bitter? How can you be grateful for the time you've had? We're the same age. At 18, we had the Patriot Act. At 25, economy crash. At 28, another crash. At 32 to 38, daily we're called Nazis, white supremacists, and colonizers. At 39, we had a manufactured pandemic, and our rights restricted even more since the restriction placed us at 18. At 40, we've had sky-high inflation. 41 looks like the worst financial year ever, even compared to what I've mentioned. How on earth can your advice be not to be bitter and be grateful? I'm way too, I'm going to say ticked off. That's not what he said. I'm way too ticked off and beaten down to even consider being grateful. So let's just say his name is Jeremy. Jeremy, I know you're upset. And look, I obviously know this applies to more than just Jeremy because I get these emails. I am so down. Jesse, I'm done. Jesse, I love you. I've got to take a month off. Jesse, I'm so angry. I'm so bitter. I'm so this. I'm so that. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you have no right to be angry. That's ridiculous. Of course, there's tons of stuff to be angry about. Let me tell you a little story. When we entered Manila, just stay with me. When we entered Manila, you know, we're taking back the Philippines from the Japanese in World War II. We entered the place, And here was we faced major problems because the Japanese left a unit there that wanted to die. They wanted to hurt and kill as many people as humanly possible, and certainly hurt and kill as many of Americans as possible. So they're mining roads, they're blowing bridges, they're doing all that. Just stay with me here. Stay with me. They're making life hell. Remember, the people of Manila have been under enemy occupation now. Enemy occupation for years. And we're talking occupation by barbarians. That's what the Japanese were in World War II. They were barbarians. What they did, it was awful. The things they did to people, absolutely awful. So what happened was, because there was a civilian population there, we had a guerrilla force, I should call it, a Filipino guerrilla force arise. And what would they do? All the stuff guerrillas normally do. They had to be secret, right? But they would sabotage things for the Japanese. They would assassinate. They would blow something up. They were a guerrilla force. And they would carry intelligence routinely out of Manila and hand it to the Allies, mainly us. But they were always telling us, hey, there's a Japanese unit stationed here. Hey, be careful. There are landmines here. But they're constantly updated. There's a guerrilla force. As we enter Manila, the Japanese commander, well, the guy who was still in Manila, there were a bunch of commanders. I'm not going to go into the details. The guy who was in charge decided, on top of blowing up all these bridges and everything else, they had to make sure they had finished off every single guerrilla in town in Manila. Well, these were not exactly discerning people at the time. They weren't worried about maybe catching an innocent or two. So one night, in the middle of the night, they stormed into the homes of a bunch of families. I believe there were 25. That number may be wrong, 25 or 30. But there were just a bunch of families. I'm talking you, your husband, your wife, your kids. They storm into the home and they arrest them all and they haul them all off. And they haul them off and they separate the women and children from the men. And then all the men, they haul them out in the middle of the night and they put them on their knees one at a time, and they raise their Japanese samurai swords and start cutting off their heads. Sometimes the head came clean off. Sometimes the sword swinger wasn't that good and they would have to take multiple chops at somebody's neck. And sometimes if that didn't work, then after you've had your neck chopped several times, they would bash in your head to make sure you were finished off. Stay with me. Stay with me. One gentleman, he got his head half chopped off. They thought they had killed him. They swung, hit him hard, deep gash in his neck, thought they had killed him. He fell over. It's dark. It's confusing. They left him be. He crawled away. Eventually, the Japanese got done with the men. This gentleman I just told you about, he's still alive. Or at this point in time, he's still alive. And then the Japanese went and got the women and children. And the Japanese proceeded to bayonet this guy's wife, who was pregnant, bayonet his children. He got to listen and watch as they bayoneted his children and wife's death. And so at some point in time, this gentleman was laying in the weeds with half his head chopped off, or with his head half chopped off, watching his entire world be slaughtered. Why would I tell you such a horrible story? Because learning these stories gives me perspective on how bad things are for me. You are right. We've had a rough go of it. Recessions and Patriot Act and our political systems crumbling around us, and this sucks and Biden sucks and the Republicans are weenies and we're heading into a diesel shortage and maybe a Great Depression and all these things. Oh, believe me, if I wanted to sit and spend every minute of every day focusing on just the problems, I could allow bitterness to wash over me. And I have my moments too. I don't want to act like, woohoo, everything's all fine. I have my moments too. Every day above ground is a good day. And learning about the absolute horrific ways people have had to end their lives, or horrific things people have had to endure during their lives, it gives me perspective on my life. I just Lost my job. What am I going to do? Yes, that's bad. I'm not saying it's fine. It's really bad. Did your wife get her head chopped off today in front of you? People have lived dark, depressing, sad lives throughout history. Learning about these stories gives you and me perspective. That's why I talk so much history. Perspective, perspective, perspective. You woke up today. Life is good, man. Every day above ground is good. I know there's a lot of ugly. If you dwell on it, you can be filled with bitter. Do not let bitterness fill you. Life is good. Okay? All right. Now, I just wanted to get that out of the way. We're going to deal with this Trump DeSantis stuff. And I am going to address the diesel shortage. People keep emailing me, what's going on? What's going on? I don't think people were addressing it. Look, just make sure. Make sure you have made preparations. All right? It doesn't have to be drastic. Make preparations. Do you have hard currency yet? I mean, gold. Do you have your, I mean, in your physical possession, keep that in mind. Someone's holding some for me. No. Do you have gold coins in your physical possession? Those can be used to purchase goods and services no matter what. If everything stays good, if the whole world comes to an end, you'll still be buying things with gold coins. Oxford Gold will deliver them to your front door. Make a phone call and make some preparations, okay? 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD. All right? They will deliver it to your front door. They're super laid back. I love these people. I sent my own father there. Get something hard, hard currency in your hands. 833-995-GOLD, okay? Let's deal with the Trump mess next.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. A great day. Oh, I do need to get this out of the way. I should have opened the show and told you. This one said, so-called Oracle. Now that the GOP has snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, let's talk about that mustache. He says, let the bar eat. Remember, freedom isn't free. One, happy Veterans Day. Two, the mustache is in full effect. I am a man of my word. The mustache has been shaved in. If you would like to know what it looks like, you're going to have to go to my social media. I put it up on Instagram and Twitter, at Jesse Kelly DC. At Jesse Kelly DC. It is there. And let me tell you, Chris, I'm impressed with me. No, hear me. I am impressed with me. I thought it looked really, really good. I think it's wonderful. The wife is mortified. Absolutely mortified. I don't know what her problem is. I mean, I'm basically now a mix between Tom Selleck and Denzel. That's what it is, Chris. I look ravishing. Let's deal with the elephant in the room. Donald Trump. And here's why we're going to deal with this today. Chris actually he warned me that there were so many. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read a fraction of how many of these I have, but you should know there were hundreds of these. This is what I showed up to today from Trump's fans. Jesse, there's a lot of reasons why people are brushing Trump aside for DeSantis. Some of it's fair, some of it's not. In my case, though, it's one simple reason. I think DeSantis is smarter and meaner. DeSantis is the next system disruptor, so on and so forth. Jesse, Trump and DeSantis remind me of the biblical feud of King Saul and David. Saul was the guy to the Israelites until David stepped up and killed Goliath. Saul got so jealous of David's success and people's praises of him that Saul tried to kill him many times over. Saul's ego was his own demise. I have to think the same thing might happen to Trump. He wants all the fame and glory that he can't even praise or appreciate another conservative warrior's success. Trump's ego might be his own demise. What do you think? Jesse, I like Trump, but such caustic rhetoric by Trump leaves me feeling he is very threatened by DeSantis. Trump has lost me. I got a million of those. Trump has lost me. Trump has lost me. Trump has lost me. Jesse, like you said, don't wear pajamas. Use them and toss them. I just saw a new statement from Trump about DeSantis. What he said was not good and not helpful and unnecessary. I'm nervous about DeSantis because of the professional rhino Republicans like Paul Ryan are snuggling up with him, but Trump needs to shut up. Jesse, you're getting flooded with emails about Trump DeSantis today. Yeah, I am. I voted for Trump twice, happily. I'm sick of him. He's 80. I've just... It's Dear High T Oracle of Symmetry. Look, it's all consistent. This guy says, I'm a huge Trump fan. Voted for him twice. Seeing the things Trump has done the last few days and after the election has put a bitter taste in my mouth. Did he really have to put that out there? All right, I'm just going to stop. Just know I could do this the entire show of Trump's fans jumping ship and angry. I'm sure you already know, in case you didn't, you remember when Trump got up and said this right before the election.
Trump at 71, Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%.
Okay. That made a lot of Trump's fans very, very angry. It seemed like an unnecessary and, frankly, selfish shot right before the election. I came on here and tried to calm you down, said it wasn't the end of the world. It's not a big deal. And then last night, out of nowhere, I was on a plane coming back from Nashville. So I didn't know any of this stuff. I got on the plane, laid my head back, closed my eyes. And by the time I landed, apparently Trump had set the world on fire. What had he done? He put out a statement that is, bad is putting it mild. He put out a statement taking a nuclear weapon to Ron DeSantis. It's 2 pages long. I'm not going to read all of it, but it is an official statement from Donald Trump, from the Save America PAC, News Corp, which is Fox, the Wall Street Journal, and the no longer great New York Post are all in for Governor Ron DeSanctimonious, an average Republican governor with great public relations who didn't have to close his state. But unlike, it was really bad. It was really bad. And it wasn't really bad because he attacked DeSantis, right? It wasn't because I've always told you that needs to happen and it's going to happen. What has Trump's fans so angry at him today was he tried to act as if DeSantis was a lockdown guy and he's blasting DeSantis and giving him nicknames when DeSantis, I read that bitterness email at the beginning of the show. DeSantis in Florida, they're what we all feel good about now. Everybody, every Republican across the United States of America, they all feel good. Maybe Trump's still your guy. Maybe DeSantis is your guy. But no one hates DeSantis. Well, very few people hate DeSantis right now, right? I'm not on the right. We're thrilled. Been the best governor in the country for 2 years. He turned his state blood red. It's a success story. No matter what, it's a success story. And DeSantis hasn't said a word about Trump, and he's not in the primary yet. Frankly, Trump isn't in the primary yet. No one's in the primary yet. So it came off to you, clearly, because my emails are full of this stuff. It came off as if Trump lost it. And I don't know what you want me to say, but I will tell you I'm sad a little bit. Is that terrible to say? I'm never sad, but sad maybe isn't the right word. I'm really bummed. I'm bummed out. I'm a little bit bummed out. I will tell you, I had an extra beer last night because of this whole thing. It bummed me out. I will explain why. I'm not angry like you are. I'm more bummed. I'll explain in just a second. Before we get to the ugly and why I'm bummed and before we get to Kathy Hochul in New York, and before we get to any of these things, I had the privilege of sitting down with the people at Preborn when I was in Nashville. They flew into town. They wanted to come to the party, wanted to sit down with me. I just want to right now say thank you. They came in and they told me that they were blown away by you, that they go out there and they find these girls who are searching for an abortion and want an abortion, and they're giving them free ultrasounds. $28 is what it costs Preborn. They're giving these girls free ultrasounds, and they're saving lives, saving babies, saving lots of lives. And you apparently are an absolute warrior when it comes to that. And all I can say is thank you. I am blessed beyond measure that you are out there saving lives. It's not me. You're the one doing it. Thank you. $28 saves a life. Preborn.com/Jesse, $28, gives that woman an ultrasound for free. She gets it, hears that heartbeat, and once she hears it, it's over. And I should note, They take care of these women, whatever they need, for like 2 years. Substance abuse, spousal abuse, housing, but diapers, formula. They don't just, oh, here's an ultrasound. They care. Preborn.com/Jesse. Or dial #250, say baby.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Gosh, I'm so excited about my mustache. Yeah! Chris, I love it. I genuinely love it. And I can feel my chin. Don't worry. Okay, here's. It's funny how everyone fell on the mustache. Virtually all the dudes say, that's hilarious. I love it. You look like a cop from the 70s. And every woman is furious. Absolutely furious. They're calling it awful. I hate it. Oh, yes, I've seen Super Troopers, Chris. I know. I need some aviators. I got to go home and get the aviators on. Oh, I'm totally doing that tonight after the show. All right. Anyway, let's get to the Trump DeSantis thing. The Trump people are very, very angry with Trump. And they are jumping ship rapidly. And now maybe you're not. Maybe you're fine with it. Maybe you're that. But they're jumping ship rapidly. And here's why this bums me out. It bums me out because I have so much appreciation for what Trump did as the first system disruptor. That is impressive to me. To wade into Washington, D.C. like that and be piled on by that vile scum and still being piled on, I am so impressed by that and I respect that so much. And going forward, I've told you what I want. I know it's not what you want. I realize what I want's outside of the norm. I want Trump to get in the primary, and I want Ron DeSantis to get in the primary, and I want to see them have a fight and both of them go try to earn my vote. Ron DeSantis hasn't earned my vote for a president yet, for a primary yet. Donald Trump hasn't earned my vote in the primary yet. I want to hear what you have to say about things like the FBI, about all the COVID stuff. I want to hear these things. The reason it bums me out is this. I feel like Trump is imploding. I'm not worried about him taking a shot at Ron DeSantis. I'm not Ron DeSantis's press guy. He's a big boy. He better be able to handle that. What bums me out is that it makes Trump look like an unhinged, selfish lunatic who's scared to death of Ron DeSantis. Why would you time that way? Ron DeSantis is the only thing we all feel good about, and now you're crucified when he didn't say anything about you. In fact, DeSantis is dealing with a tropical storm, a hurricane. I want Trump and Ron DeSantis to get in and have a fight, and I want to see the Trump we've all known, and let's do this whole thing. What I don't want it to end sad, and I feel like this is the beginning of it ending really, really sad, and that sucks. I so appreciate so much of what Trump has done, and you know I'm more than happy to tell you the things I didn't like. The spending was ridiculous. The personnel decisions were embarrassing. And look, let's be frank. He was horrible during COVID. He is the one responsible for all that lockdown stuff. Should have fired Fauci the second he suggested it. Instead, he went all in with it. I'm happy to criticize him. But I appreciate a system disruptor who had the guts to go in there and fight against these people. And I want to see him fight again. And maybe win, right? Maybe win that primary and go back and be president. I want to see it. He is going to get his doors blown off by Ron DeSantis in this primary if this continues. He is. Keep this in mind. And now maybe that upsets you. Maybe you're still a Trump diehard. Here, let me explain. The emails I've had today to the show And the things I've heard from people today, they aren't DeSantis's people upset that Trump took a shot at him. They're all Trump people. They're all Trump diehards who have said, I'm done. I'm done. I'm out. I'm done. I can't take this anymore. I'm out. Why are you attacking the guy who's winning right now? Why? I'm done. I'm out. It was such an insanely timed shot. That's what makes me mad is the timing of it. It was so terrible. How did that help Trump? What are you doing, Trump? Where are the people around you to rein this in? Blast away at DeSantis. Give it to him both barrels in a bit. Once the primary begins, once DeSantis gets in, this makes you look like a scared lunatic. It makes you look like an unhinged lunatic who's losing his grip. And I didn't want to see it end this way. And I'm worried now. You can officially count me in the camp as worried that this is going to end sad. You know how I see this going? And man, I hope to God I'm wrong. You know how I see this going now? Trump's going to announce he's getting in on Tuesday. We all know that. That's not news. Trump is going to, on the campaign trail, be asked by every single person in the media about Ron DeSantis. Trump has clearly now decided it's fine to blast him publicly. And Trump is going to just go after DeSantis relentlessly because apparently he's very intimidated by this guy, which I understand. DeSantis is the belle of the ball right now. And DeSantis is going to ignore Trump. He's not going to say a word. And Trump is going to run all of his supporters right into Ron DeSantis' arms. And it's going to just end up kind of pathetic. And that sucks. I didn't want the America First, you know, MAGA movement, whatever you want to call it. I don't want it to end like that. Now, maybe that's me. Maybe I'm being naive. Maybe it was inevitable. Maybe there's no good way for it to end, right? Especially if they're getting in, maybe it's guaranteed to be ugly one way or the other. But man, that's bad. And you know what's really, you know how you can tell? It's more than just the never Trump weenies right now, right? No one gives a crap what Paul Ryan says about Trump. Don't shut up, Paul Ryan. No one cares about you. It's the mainstream people we're all happy with. It's the people we're cheering for right now. They feel comfortable blasting Trump or saying he's done. This is Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, that Marine black woman, just total stud. She's freaking awesome. This is her on Fox News.
You know, the voters have spoken and they have said that they want a different leader. And a true leader understands when they have become a liability. A true leader understands that it's time to step off the stage. And the voters have given us that very clear message.
So because does this that... Is does about that
I'm not going to play the rest of it, but nobody who was mainstream, nobody who wanted to remain in office would have said anything like that 3 years ago. That was a political death sentence. Now our stars are saying it. And then Trump got up after Winsome Sears said that, Trump got up this morning and put out another public statement blasting Glenn Youngkin and even said his last name sounds Chinese, doesn't it? He looks awful. It looks like he's losing his mind. It does. Does it not, Chris? It looks like he's losing his mind. And man, isn't that awful? Even if you're a Trump hater, I hope, whatever you think, doesn't matter. Trump lover, Trump hater. Even if you're a Trump hater, I hope you didn't want it to end like this. But as someone who appreciates what he's done, I just find this to be really sad. I was bummed out last night. I walked in the door, saw the wife and kids, right? I've been gone a couple days and playing with the idiot dog and whatnot. And by the time, once everything calmed down, we were both talking about it. And I just simply said, man, this sucks. And she said, yeah, it does. It really sucks. So look, I don't, there's nothing I can do. If he's not going to listen, or maybe no one's telling him to change course here. If he's not going to listen, then this is going to end really, really sad. It will, but so it goes. There's nothing you can do. You can't control him. I can't control him. It's hard to get a 76-year-old billionaire to change his ways. You know, that's all there is to it. We're all stubborn anyway. I don't change my ways. I'm 41 and just a little bit shy of a billionaire. All right. I'm going to talk a little bit about New York because I got so many emails in of people depressed about New York and angry about New York, and I'm going to address that. I also have to be the menu whisperer. I have to address U.S. wars. We want to talk John Fetterman. We have all kinds of great stuff. I'm going to move off of this Trump DeSantis stuff now. Before I get to any of that, let's get to this. I've told you about Pure Talk 1,000 times. I'm going to tell you about it 1,000 more. Let me just say, the money savings are something we all need to be going in on right now. It's time to be banking as much money as you can right now. Because of inflation, because of what's coming economically, now is the time to bank some money. My family of four watched its cell phone bill be cut in half. In half when we switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. Man, it's not just that they share your values. It's not just that their CEO's a Vietnam veteran. They'll save you a bunch of money. And right now you get the first month 50% off. All right? Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. We're talking 10 minutes on the phone. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. Keep your phone if you want. Keep your number. New phone, new number, whatever you want. It's cake. Oh, and you get to speak to an American. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I hang my head and cry.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can email the show anything you want. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Email them to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Apparently, I forgot to mention, I had to meet with a bunch of the show's advertisers when I was in Nashville. I was just hanging out with these guys. I love you guys. Apparently your interactions are not like other shows' interactions. Whenever you call, you are one. They all say you're hilarious. They say you're a bunch of ruffians, and they meant it in the best possible way. I love you guys. I got this email today, and it just staggered me. Hi, Jesse. I'm 13 years old, and I'm homeschooled, so I don't have to listen to any communist garbage at school. Instead, I get to go to work with my dad at his cabinet shop twice a week and get a real education while we listen to your podcast from the night before. I also get to learn a skill and how to work hard as part of my education. Please stop taking so many vacations. I hate when we have to listen to one of the other guys on the way to work in the morning because Mr. Pink Flower needed another day off. He says Buenas Tardes, and then his name is Vander.
Buenas Tardes.
Buenas Tardes, Vander. That's not very nice, though. All right, that's not very nice. I wasn't on vacation. I can't teleport back from Nashville to Houston. What, Chris? Do people know the origin of Pink? You know what? All right. Just a quick reminder, and then I'll get to this Kathy Hochul stuff and everything else. For you new listeners, and apparently I had to talk to a bunch of the suits when I was in Nashville. Apparently there are a lot of new listeners every day. So for you new listeners, I come from a construction family, right? I don't come from some fancy background, fancy schools. We were construction people. That's what we did. It's what my dad did. It's what his dad did. It's what I did. It's just what we did. My dad is a rough man. He's just a dude. Right now, he thinks he has a dislocated shoulder. Thinks he has a dislocated shoulder. And he's out working on a ranch as we speak right now. He's retired. He's working on a ranch because I said, Dad, don't you think you should maybe get that checked out or rest up? Well, I got to get the work done. So my dad's he's a hard dude. When I was a child, if I ever stayed home sick from school, my mother, who's a saint, she would do mother stuff, right? She'd take care of you. She'd get you a popsicle, right? Oh, here, let me set you up with a blanket on the couch. You can watch Dukes of Hazzard and stuff like that. That's what I did. Dad would come home. And Dad was mortified that I was skipping school. He always assumed I was skipping or faking it or just being weak. And he would call me Pink Flower. Are you okay, Pinky? Can I get you something, Mr. Pink Flower? He'd basically shame you until you got up and went back to school. So that is the origin of Pink Flower. Thanks, Dad. Now everybody calls me that. Not very nice. All right. I'm nice. You're not very nice. All right, apparently we're just going to address clinical depression all night long on this Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Because, my goodness, you New Yorkers are crushed right now. Allow me to give you a little bit of hope. Now, this is my emails are full of, Jesse, I thought Zeldin was going to win. Jesse, we're finished now in New York. Jesse, Zeldin was going to win. We're done. Hold on. Oh, yeah, you are done. Don't get me wrong. You definitely are done. But, you have more congressional seats now that are red in New York than you had before. In large part because of Lee Zeldin and how sick of crime people are and things like that. So if you can't get out, you know that's always been my solution, get out. If you can't get out, you are seeing real pockets of red emerge. Now, Long Island's always been red. Now it's practically Florida. It's just blood red. It's a clean congressional sweep. There are pockets where you can go and have some kind of freedom. The state as a whole is done, and New York City's done too. With the re-election of Letitia James and Kathy Hochul on a year where, if there was ever a time where they were going to get taken out, it would have to be in a year where people are super unhappy, and it would have to be in a midterm because fewer people vote in the midterms. You know, when there's a presidential race, more people turn out, fewer people vote in the midterms. This was your time. I'm not sitting here trying to act like everything's fine, but at least it got a little better, okay? It got a little better. Overall, your state's finished. Get out if you can. If you can't, you got some red places you can go. All right. Now, let's get into some other. Chris, this has all been heavy. I forgot to mention this. I just read that email from the 13-year-old Vander. I believe he is officially the only dude in the country who doesn't need a male vitality stack from Chalk. Vander, no male vitality stack for you. We can't afford your testosterone levels to go up at all. If Vander's testosterone levels went up 20% in 90 days, I'm worried that he would immediately join Ultimate Fighting or something like that at 14 and start killing people. So Vander, you're out. No male vitality stack for Vander. Everyone else, however, fellas, in all seriousness, get your T levels checked, man. I'm not calling you a weenie. We're showering in estrogens. We're drinking them. Testosterone levels are in free fall. You need to get yours checked. You feeling tired? You're not feeling like you were. There's a reason, man. And there are natural ways to fix it. Don't start getting shots injected in your arm. Don't do that, please. Get a male vitality stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days, fellas. Ladies, same for you. They have a female vitality stack. Get a female vitality stack, ladies. You want to ditch that afternoon cup of coffee or afternoon nap because you're so full of pep anyways, you're bouncing off the walls? I bounce off the walls anymore. It's been like 6 months of this. It's ridiculous. I shaved in a mustache. I'm going to have a full beard by tomorrow morning because my male vitality stack. Anyway, they're 35% off the subscriptions right now. 35% off. Save money and get a subscription. Cancel it anytime. Why wouldn't you save the money? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Everybody but Vander. Vander, nothing for you. All right, you stay away. Now, someone has an interesting history tidbit. Someone wants to talk about Fetterman and all these other things, but I thought this was interesting. Jesse, I was wondering, out of all the wars the USA has fought in, which were just and how so? Thank you for all you do. I listen to you every day. I read this one before the show, and it really threw me for a loop. Because how do you qualify just? What are your qualifications? What, Chris? Chris just brought up a great point. It's part of why I was agonizing about it. Chris just said, is stopping communism just? Because if you want to talk about a war a lot of people don't think was just or ridiculous, the Korean War always gets brought up. Vietnam always gets brought up. That wasn't just. We shouldn't have been there. It wasn't just. We shouldn't have been there. And I'm not saying those people are ridiculous. Is stopping that vile ideology, that vile religion, is that just? Is it unjust? So I'll tell you what, we're going to walk through this a little bit when I get back. And then we're going to talk about, well, I have to pick a menu. Someone wants to name a meal after me at his restaurant, so we're going to do that together. I'll teach you how to be a menu whisperer too. Digital currency, more Trump questions, that all that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.